Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good Wednesday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. June 11th, 2025. You are listening to 106.7 The Fan. We are live in the Navy Yard in our Half Street Studios, just a few blocks from Nationals Park. Got a nice show planned for you today at 4:30. Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk stops by. And at 5 o'clock, the head coach of the D.C. Defenders, who play a Saturday championship game this weekend, Shannon Harris, will be on the show with us. That is in 3 hours. Right now, though, Danny, we got breaking news to tend to.
Yeah.
And we don't want to necessarily speculate, but that's kind of the gig from afar here at this point. You hope for the best. You hope it's a nothing burger. Guys get carted off all the time, and you find out that it's nothing significant. But so far, the context clues aren't great here. Noah Brown, wide receiver for the Commanders, carted off the practice field just about 14 minutes ago. Nikki Javala of the Washington Post saying he went down during 7-on-7 drills, threw his helmet after being helped to the sideline and then got on a cart, was taken into the building.
Just stinks. I mean, as soon as you hear that phrase, carted off, you know that the best case, it's not that bad.
It's like four of the worst words strung together in football. Carted off the field. In baseball, Dr. James Andrews is like the three scary words, or now I guess it would be like...
felt something pop.
Ulnar collateral ligament, maybe the three worst words. But in football, carted off the field, sometimes it's, you know, a lot of overreaction from the outside and somebody's fine. Let's hope for the best. But those aren't words you want to hear during minicamp on June 11th.
Yeah, as you said, the best case is it's not that bad. But it's not good. You don't get carted off because everything's fine. So, hopefully, obviously we'll wait to hear more as we react to it. But that room, changed a little bit with the introduction of Deebo Samuel and, Terry McLaurin, the contract is still outstanding. So Noah Brown is a guy they brought back. Very dependable. At one point last year, was Jaden Daniels' favorite target for a few weeks in a row and kind of settled in to his role as kind of that 2.5, 3, whatever you want to call it. They didn't have a bona fide number two. They kind of Voltroned it with a few different receivers. But, of course, caught one of the biggest passes of the season last year, that Hail Mary, his lone touchdown for the year, but had a few big third down conversions. It was kind of that, do a little bit of everything, a receiver. A guy that you'd absolutely rather have than not. This isn't the Michael Gallup tier, respectfully, of dudes that I really don't care whether they're here or not here. This is somebody that was productive when given the chance.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different groups here. You've got the, this guy will be really good at wide receiver for the Commanders this year group, and that's Terry McLaurin. And if he's healthy, right, that's the caveat, but Deebo Samuel. Then there's the, you're going to get something out of him tier. Not going to be an impact player, but has a higher floor than he does a higher ceiling. And that's like Noah Brown and maybe even someone like a Jalen Lane as a rookie or whatever. And then there's like whatever you get out of this guy is a plus. That's your Michael Gallups and your Chris Moores and maybe even K.J. Osborne is in that group, right? Losing Brown would be a big, big deal.
Yep.
You mentioned the injury at the end of last year after 11 games. That was a kidney. Do you remember that?
Yeah, scary as hell.
That was a really weird thing, man. I don't know all the details of what ended up being diagnosed. I just know that it was an internal injury, that the word kidney was used, and that they almost immediately said he would be out for the remainder of the season, which tells you that it was kind of ominous. But he's back. They signed him to the one-year deal, and now he's out on the practice field after catching 35 balls last year. And that 450 yards he gave him was a godsend. You know, forget the Hail Mary, which was the 52-yard touchdown to win a game in Landover and beat the Chicago Bears, which was the play of the year by anybody. But he was not on the team during training camp. I mean, he came in right before the start of the year, and where would they have been without him? Just as a depth piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they've added a ton at wide receiver this offseason. Debo is more of a weapon than he is a traditional wideout. But I think he helps to slot Noah Brown down the depth chart narrowly, because you do have a guy that could be like a two-ish. But what they want to do with Debo Samuel presumably means you still need someone on the outside a lot,
yep,
or in the slot plenty. And so Noah Brown was going to play a ton, and hopefully he'll be perfectly healthy and still will. But in a hypothetical where, let's just say, he's not available for whatever reason, there's a lot more pressure on Jalen Lane, the fourth-round pick out of Virginia Tech, to figure things out pretty quickly as Debo's understudy. Maybe the guy that stands to benefit the most would suddenly be Luke McCaffrey, the third-round pick, who last year, earlier in the year, was more involved than he was at the end of the season when he became almost exclusively a special teamer. But you're 24, you were picked in the top 100, you're a big boy at 6'2 and 200, you got the bloodlines of having a dad who was a great receiver and a brother who's been an MVP caliber player. You might need to grow up real fast here if you're Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah, the opportunity might be there for him. I mean, you think about their receiver structure. It's interesting. I mean, last year, between Olamide Zaccheaus, Deami Brown, and Jamison Crowder, you pretty much had 85 catches, between those three guys. That's because nobody was their number two receiver. Noah Brown sort of was by default, but not really. I mean, your point, though, about Debo Samuel, I think, is right on. He's, again, a 2A, a one-part slot, one-part outside, one-part running back, one-part, to me, mostly weapon. He's going to absorb a lot of those touches, and rightfully so, by the way, because he's good with the football in his hands. But you still, to your point, need the normal structure of a, quote, second wide receiver to line up opposite Terry McLaurin that can punish defenses if you tilt certain ways, right? I mean, what you're going to get at various times, inevitably, is a good matchup where a receiver that's, you know, worth the salt will be able to take advantage of the third best corner, right? I mean, that's something that's where you need to start to be able to win more often than not. And, you know, Luke McCaffrey, to his credit, was getting open at a pretty good clip, according to the advanced analytics, but didn't get a ton of targets, especially, as you said, as the season went on. Only 18 catches for him last year. The opportunity, regardless of Noah Brown's health or not, was going to be there for him this year to kind of take that step, because I think Lane now does the Luke McCaffrey returning role. Are you going to have a chance to be kind of more of a contributor as a wide receiver? TBD. But again, you don't want to speculate, don't know anything. Just know that Noah Brown was carted off the field. Hopefully it's minor and it's just precautionary, but golly, that all of a sudden changes that room, right?
He had a 5-catch, 60-yard game against the Giants. He had a 6-catch, 71-yard game in the division against the Cowboys last year. Of course, he went for 73 yards when the big play of the season was made on the Hail Mary, and he scored a touchdown to beat the Chicago Bears. But, I mean, there were some volume days. 4-for-58 against the Baltimore Ravens. He basically had the same role almost every single week. A lot of those, like, 15-yard dig in-breakers where, you know, he would come out of his break, have a guy plastered on his back, box him out with his big 230-pound receiver frame. And he served a nice purpose. They didn't necessarily replace that. They didn't replicate him in a younger guy. So at 29 years old, the kidney thing's behind him, but now we got to see what happened here with him getting carted off the field. But I think if we're going to have a conversation about wide receiver today, and we've probably now broken a record talking about Commanders receivers without discussing the Terry McLaurin contract, it's fascinating. Here he is not at camp, and they haven't resolved the McLaurin ongoing negotiation, but you've now got a guy going down potentially with a serious injury being carted off, who is right behind him on the depth chart. So without McLaurin there, and now Noah Brown, you know, at best is just going to miss some practice time here, Debo Samuel's in motion and moving all over the place. Your traditional receivers are Lane and McCaffrey and Osborne. Gallup's dealing with a hamstring. So it shows you you're not that far away from having a real issue at wide receiver.
Yeah, it's a glaring reminder there, right? I mean, that position group was altered because of Debo Samuel. And then presumably if and when Terry McLaurin signs his deal, that's a nice 1-2 punch, not a number one and number two. It's not Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, but it's something, right? Because all you're looking for is to upgrade some of the weaponry there for Jaden Daniels. Mission accomplished, adding Deebo Samuel to it. And the offensive line should be, in theory, a lot better than it was last year, especially when it comes to pass blocking, with two new tackles and Coleman getting kicked inside. So, yeah, but the unproven nature of that group. So what everybody does at this time of year is they go, well, Luke McCaffrey's, as you said, 6'2", 205, and runs this and could do that. My point is always to them, yeah, that sounds great in theory. The same way, you know, Marco Mitchell was unbelievable on paper. The same way you could name that preseason hero that was, you know, Maurice Harris or whoever you thought was going to be awesome. Everyone from Jacoby Jones to Ja'Cory Brooks to Mike Strachan to Kaz Allen. I'm looking for known commodities that have done it at the highest levels of the NFL, not in August. Respectfully. And some of those guys may take the leap and do it. There are always those stories. But until then, it's a lot of unproven. And this is where your GM kind of makes his money to me.
Yeah, if you're Terry McLaurin, obviously the worst news is going to be that any of your brothers, any of your boys goes down here. That's not what you want. But any kind of injuries at the receiver position are only going to strengthen your leverage to an extent. Because you view production at wideout an organization just as a number of catches and yards that gets divvied up.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever the pile of catches and yards from Jaden Daniels is going to be this year, and hopefully it's more attempts and it's more catches for receivers and it's more yardage for receivers because he runs less and throws more, well, automatically you just take out close to 80 of those grabs and 1,100 of those yards and you hand them to Terry McLaurin. But whatever amount you might have given to Brown, and I keep saying this, but Deebo Samuel, to me, it's not just a lineup and play receiver
right.
addition. He's a weapon. So, yes, will he take some catches yards away from Noah Brown? Probably. But Noah Brown traditionally may have actually been like the number two outside receiver on the depth chart at the start of today's practice in that sense.
He was going to be on probably a 50-catch pace before injuries and a couple things happened.
Last year.
Yeah, last year.
And with Deebo, I think some of that goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a 35, 40-catch guy who might be outside of McLaurin and the Samuel touches, however he gets them all over the formation, number two on the team. So if you weren't to have him, I know it's a one-year deal. Almost everything they sign is a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't kind of downplay the significance that he was going to be a factor and how much that could influence things with Terry. Let's go to Shane in Virginia on Grant and Danny. Wants to hop in here. Noah Brown carted off the practice field out at minicamp. What's up, Shane? How are you?
Hey, Commander. Grant, how y'all doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Doing well.
This isn't good news for the Commanders right now. I mean, our receiving core was kind of questionable anyway. You give me an old Deebo Samuels, a year older, which has declined every year since he's had that one decent year, if you will. We're paying him $21 million for a third receiver in any other team. But no, this is huge. We need, and you got Terry's not even signed yet, too. So you're telling me right now our receiving room is question mark right now, big time. We need to go out and try to make a move somewhere because you're saying you're trying to help Daniels. Well, you need to sign Terry to help Daniels, and we got to get another receiver in here.
I want to go
Thank
into
you,
that.
Buddy.
Thanks for the call, buddy. So we'll put McLaurin to the side for a second.
Yep.
Because it's June 11th, and you're not playing a game tomorrow, so him not being under contract right now this moment isn't the end-all be-all if you think you're going to get a deal done with him. But to his point, let's just say hypothetically, and again, I don't want to speculate on what the injury is, but all we know is he got carted off. If something happened with Noah Brown where he's not available for some stretch this year, if you don't change how you're planning on using Deebo, and he's your jet action guy and he's lining up in the backfield, I'm just picturing Cliffy using him the exact way Kyle Shanahan did, okay? Then either you're ready to have Luke McCaffrey or
Lane.
Well, Jalen Lane, I think, is more slot and specials.
I do, too.
And you're not putting him on the outside. I'm wondering if I want to say K.J. Osborne with a year in the program, or Chris Moore, to me, may or may not be on the team. Michael Gallup could be the other guy.
You ready to do that?
Is it McLaurin and Gallup / McLaurin and McCaffrey, right? Or like McLaurin and Osborne with McCaffrey in the slot? Is that what we're talking about here, potentially? At wide receiver, and that's with Terry on the field because he's under contract and he's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Extension or no extension, he's got a year left on the deal. But, yeah, they might need to go get a veteran. If you were banking on production from Brown and you're now not going to get it, there's other guys out there you could sign that one-year deal to that could catch 35 balls, unless they just think K.J. Osborne or Michael Gallup's that guy already.
Yeah, there are some veterans, names you're going to recognize. Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Gabriel Davis, Nelson Agholor, DJ Chark, Tyler Boyd, more of a slot guy, was successful in Cincinnati. He's kind of the third option. Chris Conley, old friend Jamison Crowder, again, more of a slot guy. So there's some veterans that previously had high price tags that I don't know would at this stage, because clearly there's a pretty soft market for them. And I was thoroughly disappointed in Cooper the second half of last year after the trade. I thought that was going to be a godsend for the Bills, and of course it didn't really work. But some of those guys, as you know, slotting into a number two role, a secondary role, where you're probably the fourth option in that passing game behind Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, whatever it is in terms of offense, maybe Ertz / Eckler, then that receiver, I think that wouldn't be a terrible thing.
So we're doing our best here because we weren't at practice. We don't have eyeballs on the field. We're sitting in a D.C. studio. But Noah Brown was carted off the field within the last half hour. And Nikki Javala said, who is on the scene, that he threw his helmet, was frustrated, went down during 7-on-7 work. We don't know how serious or if he's injured at all, other than maybe, hopefully, a scare. But it certainly, according to the reporters that were there, didn't look all that good. And so we're trying to make sense of what this means for now here on June 11th in the receiver room. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church on Grant and Danny. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. So I think it's definitely a McCaffrey, Lane, Gallup, time to step up kind of situation. I also think it might affect the number for Terry in terms of his contract. I think that if somebody goes down, especially a guy that's going to be on the outside like Noah Brown might be, I think his number goes up a little bit. But it's really more of an opportunity, I think, for the guys right beneath him. If you're carted off, I think it's a little bit different than just limping off. I think that's kind of a significant upgrade in terms of injury.
I would tend to agree. I've mm-hmm. just seen too many times, and when I was on the beat, this happened frequently, where a guy left on a cart thinking something really serious had happened, and then you get in and it's really good news. Now, the really good news might still mean, obviously, your minicamp's
missing some
done,
time, yeah.
Like you're out for a few weeks. But if you're out 4 to 6 weeks with something right now, you're still back in time, very likely, for the start of training camp, right? So I'm not suggesting he's going off the field because he has a cramp, although people have been carted off for cramps before, too. I've seen that. In fact, I covered people who got carted off. We're going, oh, my God, this guy's season's over. And then you find out he needed fluids. It does not sound like that's the case, just based on the reporter saying he's throwing his helmet and some of, you know, he limped off and whatever else. But I'm not going to sit here and guess and play doctor without seeing it and without being a doctor as to what happened. What do you make of his question, though, or his point about Terry McLaurin? Let's get into that next. He says that if there is a serious injury here, that Terry's price tag changes.
It didn't go down.
His number goes up. I kind of think the market's the market, and an injury within your own locker room to a guy that isn't on your level anyway isn't going to change a whole lot, but we could tackle that next. You can react if you'd like, 800-636-1067. The Commanders at mandatory minicamp on the field today. Noah Brown's been carted off. We are getting to the bottom of what is going on. We'll keep efforting to get somebody on the phone from out there. And also, what does it mean if he's going to miss time at wide receiver? We're Grant and Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mini camp in Ashburn today. The Commanders are on the field. Noah Brown has been carted off. We are trying to get details on exactly what went down, but apparently, according to Nikki Javala of the Washington Post, he threw his helmet in frustration and then hopped on a cart after being helped off the field with a limp and was carted back to the locker room. Practice then ended a little bit early, and the media is discussing things now with players and coaches as they come off the field. So we've been taking a look at the wide receiver room and how things could shake out here, depending on what's going on with Noah Brown. But we got a question at the end of the segment. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment. You can call us at 800-636-1067, but I wanted to address this. A caller suggested that depending on, you know, how serious the Noah Brown injury is, it could affect the Terry McLaurin discussions, meaning that he now can get more money or he has more leverage. I guess that makes decent sense. It's certainly not going to hurt his leverage. I just don't think the money changes at all, to be honest with you, with something like this. You know, maybe if it was Debo who was out for an extended period of time or someone with a much higher ceiling than, say, Noah Brown, I guess you could say it's possible. Or honestly, even if it was a different position but an important player like Ertz or a running back or whatever, where the offensive ceiling changes considerably today, which I don't think happens even if Noah Brown's out for a bunch of games, then maybe McLaurin can make the case, like, the crown just got heavier, man. I need to do even more. I view it as the market is pretty set. Like, we saw the DK Metcalf contract. That's basically what it's going to end up being. Either you want to pay that or you don't, but that's where it is. McLaurin's going to want a little more than that, and the Commanders are going to want to pay him a little less than that, but it's going to be within $1 million, $1.5 million, something like that, one way or the other from there. So I just don't think the market changes. We've got all the comps in the neighborhood. The houses have been sold. So if you're basically saying, like, someone just punched a hole in the wall in the basement and now it changes what I don't think it really does.
I'm struggling to come up with a good analogy for it. I'll do my best. So imagine Laremy Tunsil was an incumbent here at left tackle, and they drafted Brandon Coleman to one day be the heir apparent and apprentice to take over at left tackle, right after a year or 2 years or whatever. And Laremy Tunsil showed up with his hand out because he was in the last year of his deal. And then his future replacement got hurt. Then I would think Tunsil gets to go, okay, now you guys really need me because your backup plan is gone, right? That's not the case here. There's no number one waiting in the wings. There's no. It's not like they drafted Jalen Lane to be the heir apparent to Terry McLaurin. Maybe he turns out to be one day, God willing. But you know what I mean? It's not as if they had somebody apples to apples go, As soon as Terry McLaurin goes down or is gone, I got someone else that's going to get 125 targets. They don't. They've got Luke McCaffrey. They've got Jalen Lane. They've got, you know, name that fill-in. So I don't see it exactly as one-to-one, but I also don't think Terry McLaurin's value went down today, right? I mean, again, who knows what the extent of the injuries with Brown, but you need to make sure that everything is done. And maybe by virtue of that, you could be a bit more hardline and not have to acquiesce as much if you're McLaurin's side. I don't know.
Let's go to Jamal, who's in Northeast D.C. right now, chiming in on Grant and Danny. What's up, Jamal? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Grant? Danny, thanks for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
I personally, prior to the injury, I felt like McLaurin should have been a top priority for a couple reasons. For one, let's just look at his production. He's done nothing but that since he's been here, regardless of who's been throwing him the ball to. I mean, we finally got Jedi 5, so that takes care of that. But prior to, it was a musical chairs of quarterbacks in here, and he showed up and showed out. He never spoke ill of the team. He's a captain. You know, he wears the C, so clearly the team voted him as the captain and feels he's a leader. And not only that, he does everything right. And to me, you pay this man just to send a president to the rest of the players in the team, because if I'm on the team and I'm seeing you lollygag with McLaurin, a guy who does it all right, then what's the point of me doing everything correctly if I've seen you drag your feet on the guy who does everything correctly? So they just need to hurry up and pay him before this creates a bigger issue in the locker room, in my opinion. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Jamal. Oh, he's gone. Everything you just said, we agree with. That was yesterday's topic, if I'm being honest, right? Should they pay him? When do they pay him? How do they pay him? We've talked about it. And it wasn't just yesterday. We've talked about it for a couple of weeks. It's a no-brainer. You got to take care of him. He is Mr. Commander. He's Lieutenant Commander. The question right now is not should they pay him. We're talking about in real time, depending on what happens with Noah Brown here, if it changes anything about the ongoing dialogue. The speculation from a caller is, well, now he can get more money. I'm pushing back on that a little bit, saying the market's the market. Where are you at on my analogy of, like, the houses got sold. We've talked to the real estate agent.
Because another house of a different type got sold doesn't change anything.
Well, I think it's even less than that. I think it's like while we were moving out, something on the floor got scratched. Like, that doesn't mean a whole lot. The number's the number. That kind of stuff comes and goes. You could sign a Noah Brown tomorrow if you wanted to. And it might not be a guy that has been in the program or that you feel as good about. But there's guys like him that are out there that can come in here and catch you 37, 40 balls for 450, 500 yards, something like that.
Right. Yeah, I think it's pretty spot on. I mean, to me, this is, again, if they did the exact same thing or had a similar role, or Noah Brown, like maybe a better case would be in Cincinnati, right? Where, again, I'm not rooting for this, but let's say Jamar Chase goes down with an injury. T. Higgins would be a number one for a lot of teams. He's there too, but he's pretty damn good and could probably go for 1,200 yards and eat up a lot of the targets, not do what Jamar Chase does, because there's another guy, one probably, in Justin Jefferson, who could do those same kind of results. Maybe CeeDee Lamb in a good year. But Higgins would fill in. So maybe that's more of the one-to-one, but there's no other. This player will now ascend to eat up the lion's share of targets. Nobody else is 100-target worthy on this offense, if that makes sense.
If I had to guess right now, as far as who will catch the second most balls behind Terry McLaurin in a world where everybody's healthy, I would still say Debo over Noah Brown.
I would too.
Even though I think Debo is going to end up lining up in the backfield and getting carries a lot. But I would say, you know, and maybe it's lazy. Maybe I'm just basing everything off of how he was used in San Fran.
Grant, I don't think it's lazy at all. I think it's correct. I mean, that's why you don't acquire him to not do that. I mean, you're flipping him screens and bubbles and smokes and pop passes, and those are all catches.
But yeah. I don't mean predicting him to be second. I mean, what's lazy, I think, is the role I'm imagining for him is just you take off the 49ers jersey and you put on the Commanders jersey. Maybe they have a different plan. Maybe they like him a little more traditionally at wide receiver more often and in their screen game more often. But I think he will be heavily involved in a lot of the screen stuff that Kingsbury wants to do. And I think 50 catches is absolutely possible in a reality. I mean, we saw him catch 75 balls 4 years ago. Those days are over. Since then, 56, 60, 51 grabs. I think he's going to be in that 50 catch area. And other than McLaurin, there's nobody else on the team that you would say that about. Let's go to Bernie in Potomac Falls. What's up, Bernie? How are you?
Hey, gentlemen, I'm great.
Hey, buddy.
So two things. One, I worry that, you know, I'm thinking it's ACL and he's gone for the year, right? Now, you know, I don't know if it was contact, not on contact, but better
We lose Bernie. Bernie, hang tight. We'll get right back to you. Ben Standing of the Athletics joining us from out in Ashburn right now at practice. Ben, we appreciate you making yourself available for a couple of minutes here. I know you're busy. What can you tell us about the Noah Brown situation?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's hard to know exactly what happened, but basically he made a catch over the middle. It was like a sort of a low throw when he went down to the ground, secured it, no big deal. But you could tell in the way he hit that something happened. You know, to what degree, who knows? He stays down for an extra 2, 3, 4 seconds. The training staff comes out. He does eventually get up and slowly walks off the field, but then they decide to cart him over to the building. And, you know, like I said, it's hard to tell exactly what stood out a little bit was when he gets to the building with the cart kind of rolls over sort of like a little bump out there. And at that moment, he kind of yelled, let out a scream. We were all sort of standing right there. And we don't know if it's a scream out of frustration, a scream out of the bump did something to him. I can't say for sure. But, yeah, the whole thing was, you know, jarring. You know, you've seen this before. Some guys, it seems like a disaster, and then it turns out to be nothing. And other times.
Yeah, you've been out there before. I was saying this where, like, a guy gets carted off. We're all talking about his season being over, and then he had a cramp. But now I'm not suggesting that happened this time. But, you know, generally just assuming or guessing is probably the wrong way to go about it. How did you view Brown's role in the offense and, like, his import to what they're going to do? Assuming he may miss time or not, but like, what do you view him as right now, the way that they have things lined up?
Yeah, I was literally yesterday discussing this, that like, I feel like he's like the underrated or the overlooked part of the offense. So he was, you know, a pretty big element for them last year with his size, the ability to make plays down the field, draw pass interference penalties. And, you know, when he got hurt, they didn't have anybody with that kind of size. Obviously, guys like Zacchaeus and De'Ami Brown filled in, but I think that element remains the same, right? I mean, Deebo Samuel, sort of your slot guy. Terry, whenever he arrives, you know, we know what he is, but he's not like the big, you know, red zone size kind of a guy. So yeah, I think he has a pretty significant role, but this is the rub, unfortunately for him in his career, is the injuries. You know, obviously, like you said, can't speculate here. I don't know what to make of this, but you always have to factor in with him the injuries. That's what's plagued him throughout his career. And obviously we saw last year, you know, last year may have been a little bit of a fluke injury in terms of it was an internal injury, not like a knee or something. But unfortunately these things happened seemingly to him. And, you know, you had to consider that, but hopefully he's all right. And, you know, hopefully he'll be ready. If not, you know, in the next couple, well, obviously they're off after this week, they have a long break, but hopefully he's ready by training camp or, you know, soon thereafter.
Kind of piggybacking off that, if he's not, again, we don't know, but if he's not, how do those targets get divvied up? How does the role get divvied up? Just sort of, you know, who could sort of fill that void among their current group, and might they look externally?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Michael Gallup is a guy they brought in, you know, ex-Cowboy who, you know, has – he's not as big as Noah Brown, but he's got some of the sort of physical play. Unfortunately, injuries have wrecked his career the last few years. He hasn't even actually been practicing the last few sessions, dealing with a little bit of an injury. So there's that. You've got KJ Osborne, who, you know, look, he didn't do really much of anything once he joined the team last year, but he has been a pretty productive receiver. So I think those are two guys you could look at. But, you know, should in the worst case scenario, again, it's just, I don't know, but in the worst case scenario, I would almost think you look outside and see who's still around. I don't want to, you know, like I off the top of my head, I know like Amari Cooper's out there. Again, you know, I'm not saying anything.
Not exciting anybody, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, but I think you probably would have to look outside because, again, specifically for what it is that he can do, that, you know, they just don't really have that guy unless somebody emerges that we just have no sense about right now.
So, Ben, we'll let you out on this. Appreciate a couple of minutes here. So just to clarify, he got to the sideline limping or helped off, or he just got carted off from where he went down?
No, he walked to the sideline, like, super gingerly, and then I guess after they looked at him for a moment or two, they put him on the cart and
gotcha.
Brought him up. Yeah, I mean, as you know from the landscape, but you know the field is below the building, so you have to, you know, instead of walking uphill in any capacity, they went with the cart. So hopefully it was just nothing more than that, but like I said, he either seemed to be a bit frustrated either because of the injury or he got hurt more or I don't know what, but hopefully it's not a big deal, but you know, we'll see. My guess is DQ is not going to tell us too much tomorrow. They'll just wait until training camp, but yeah, we'll see.
Thank you very
much.
Ben. There's Ben Standing. Check out his work in The Athletic. kind enough to hop on with us here on Grant and Danny from out in Ashburn. That was actually a really good point he made, and it should be passed along because it's one of those things you don't think about. But for people that haven't spent a lot of time out at that facility, there's really no way to get back into the building from the practice fields without climbing uphill for an extended period. So yep. If you, any kind of injury, they're probably more likely to throw you on a cart, whereas there's plenty of places where it's pretty level or you're right there and you can just go into the blue tent or whatever, where maybe that's not as necessary. I'm not saying it's not serious. I don't know. But for, you know, a sprained ankle or anything, right?
They're probably carting you just because that walk stinks.
I bet you the cart is used more from anything that happens on the fields there because otherwise you're hoofing it a little bit. Like, you're climbing.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, the part that the detail that Ben can provide that no one else has to this point is it's when they went over the bump, whatever that is, you know, that moment. And you don't know if it's frustration or if it just ill-timed or if it was because of something hurt that bad. But that's all happened to us, right? Where you're hurt and you get into a different position, and then like the toe that you just stubbed, you brush it against something, or you know, you're trying to get in your car after you got injured or whatever it is, and it hurts all over again. That's kind of what it sounds like. Again, don't want to speculate, but God, it stinks.
800-636-1067. You want to react with us? The news of the afternoon here. Noah Brown carted off the field at practice. We got a lot coming up on Grant and Danny today, including Marshall Faulk, the Hall of Famer, at 4:30 on the phone with us, and Defenders head coach Shannon Harris getting ready for the title game on Saturday, stopping by at 5 right here on G&D.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is the Fan. Noah Brown, wide receiver, Commanders, carted off the practice field. We're getting information as it comes out. Team is not likely to update anything on his injury anytime today. They've, by design, probably, if we're being honest. But they talk before practices, and that's normal throughout the league. They're not going to come back to the podium to give you any insight. Quinn will talk tomorrow, and it's the last time he's talking, to my knowledge, before camp. So if he wants to say, even tomorrow, my guess is, hey, we're getting some more tests done. We're getting all the information we can. They probably already know by tomorrow what's going on.
Right, but
he doesn't need to tell you anything. Exactly. He's just trying to take the air out of the football until he doesn't have to talk again until the end of July.
Take your time and let you know, as you said, at the end of July.
Bernie's in Potomac Falls on Grant and Danny. Bernie, what's
up? Hey, Bern.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll know. The only bad thing with Noah Brown is, if you find out, he's going to have surgery in a week so he can be back next year because it is a torn ACL. I'm going to go silver lining. Better it happens now in June so that Kingsbury can work in another player if there's somebody on the free agent market. Brown really impressed me in the Bengals game last year. There's a couple of catches he made in traffic that his length allowed him to make, and Daniels threw it to an area. So I hope they have enough time to either find a replacement or somebody gets his reps and is ready at opening game, and maybe Brown is back in October. Now, if I can, real quick, the McLaurin thing.
Yeah.
I think here's what I think. This is all speculation. I think we're seeing the business side of Peters. This is the first free agent of note that's coming up, right, that he's dealt with in his tenure. And it may be more of the business side. This is what we do. It's like the San Francisco approach. This is what we do. We're not ready to re-sign. What I hope they're doing is it's going to be sorted out, and they're going to time the announcement, the re-signing, the length of his contract that works well with something in the season or before the season, and that they're thinking about it. But I think this is the business side of Peters. He's looking at the team 3 to 4 years from now as well, and I think he wants to time his draft picks coming to fruition in 2 to 3 years with Daniels, and he just wants to make sure it all works out and he doesn't overspend. So,
and that's his job, by the way.
That's the gig, yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
bud. He should do that. I have no problem if we find out that this is what Adam Peters is going to be, is a kind of a stickler who's not, for a long time, there weren't a whole lot of disputes like this around here, if you think about it, because guys just got these huge contracts. Now, normally it was players outside the organization, not their own, but most of the time, their own didn't need the contracts because they hadn't drafted and developed and had big enough, good enough stars that those are the guys you wanted to keep around as it is. But when you overspend, like Clinton Portis was on the show yesterday as an example. I asked him, did you ever miss a minicamp? And he said, no, I was never in a contract dispute. I'm paraphrasing. But if you remember, they acquired him via trade and they immediately gave him a $53 million contract over 8 years is what sticks out in my head. And this is a long, long time ago, so the numbers sound crazy now. But that's what they did. Like, you came to Washington to get that big contract.
Yep.
And to Dan Snyder's credit, if you want to give him some, they were willing to just hand those deals out like candy, and people got paid, and so they didn't have a whole lot of disputes. But I have no problem with, and I would even go as far as saying, Danny, it is a good thing, not a bad thing, if your general manager is very prudent and practical, and if he's known as a guy, it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out negotiation, as long as they land the plane. As long as eventually you're providing market value. I don't need you to overpay, which right now is probably what McLaurin wants a little more than because he's staying here.
You can't major in that, right?
Exactly.
You overpay three times, you lose a player.
I need you to just provide market. So it's just going to be determined by ultimately what we find out the two sides are saying. If they want to pay Terry McLaurin 29 or 28 per year, and right now the number for him should probably be 32 plus, then I would side with the player. But if McLaurin wants 35 and they're trying to offer him 31 and change or 32, then I have no problem with what Peters is doing right now. I also think the caller made a good point there on Noah Brown's size. They haven't had a guy like him in a while. Where I say you box out DBs, like guys are draped over you and you're making that catch. He is able to go across the middle, go up the ladder, make those catches. The Hail Mary was not an example of this. He was kind of standing alone in the end zone. But in theory, you can reach above everyone else like you're standing on the lifeguard stand. If he's not available, then either you need to have someone step forward in your wide receiver room who gives you that size, or you might have to go get it from outside the building. Because he did provide an asset they didn't have.
Yeah, I mean, and again, the first name on that free agent list that I read, Keenan Allen. That's exactly what it reminds you of. He no longer is the elite receiving threat, no longer the guy that can run the entire route tree, that close to the line of scrimmage, box out, third down, war daddy type thing. He's got that.
I'd have to look at how much time he spent outside as opposed to in the slot last year. Because for so much of his career, he's been predominantly a slot guy. And Noah Brown was stationed opposite McLaurin, flanked out. That would be my only question. But you're right. Similarly, in terms of like the ability to use some size.
Right.
Keenan Allen routes people up.
Yes, he does. I mean,
maybe less so now.
I mean, Amari Cooper used to also. And now I'm as a guy I'm not interested in.
That's a good point. Quentin in Gaithersburg, you are on the Fan. How are you?
Yes, what's up, y'all? Sorry about the other day. I was on GW Parkway, and the reception was just awful. But I'm back now, and honestly, I'm kind of distraught hearing about this injury to Noah Brown because, like you were saying, we haven't had a big-body receiver in some time. And I'm not 100% a fan that sold on Terry McLaurin as a top box office receiver. I really loved what Noah Brown provided us as far as just reliable hands, aggressive receiver. And now we kind of lack that. So maybe Michael Gallup steps up. But I don't know if this adds fuel to the fire to get the Terry deal done. But I feel like this injury definitely sets us back. Thank you so much for taking my call.
So let me clarify, because there are always people just jumping in their car and listening for the first time in the last minute or two. When you hear him say things like, I'm devastated and this injury sets us back. We have no idea what the injury is. It could be absolutely nothing, or it could be pretty serious, and it could be a long recovery. But what we know is Noah Brown today at minicamp was carted off the field, limped, got some help to the sideline, threw his helmet in frustration, while on the cart, let out a scream when it hit a bump. I mean, it doesn't sound great, but we just don't have any more information than that and may not get any today. So we're trying to make the most of what we can here with this discussion. But there is a possibility, I suppose, that the injury does lead to him not being available. And if that's the case, do they have enough size? Do they have enough depth? Do they have enough guys they can trust on the outside? Are you ready to say Luke McCaffrey could be a 40, 50 catch guy in the NFL this season? Do we think that Jalen Lane, who's viewed more as a Debo weapon and maybe a slot guy, could play on the outside and help them? Luke last year caught 18 balls and by the end of the season was only used as a return man. So these are the types of things internally they're going to have to potentially figure out depending on the severity of this injury. 800-636-1067. You want to talk receivers with us. Next, though, I also want to get into what's going on with the stadium. There's been an update today. The mayor sending a public message to the city council. What is she getting at? That's next on Grant and Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up. but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.